No, we have like 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna let time get.
By the way, John Bozica,
Noah Hiles.
They should know that.
I'm not letting time get out of the way. I have a stopwatch.
Oh, you have a stopwatch now. Okay.
Because you still get to sit in the captain's chair. I don't want your help. I don't want your help.
Whoa.
Let's just dive into it. We're talking about the Super Bowl. Yes, we're talking about the Super Bowl here. We talked about prop bets on Wednesday's show.
We did.
We're talking about the game now.
Okay.
Chiefs 49ers. John, first off, who are you rooting for in this game? Not who do you think's going to win. Who do you want to win?
Probably the Chiefs. I just, as I said in a previous podcast, I love Patrick Mahomes. I'm a big fan of Travis Kelce as well, since he's a Northeast Ohio guy. I don't know. And then Andy Reid, just that whole story, the Andy Reid story. It's a nice story.
I mean, Andy Reid, I don't know how you can't like him. I mean, he's just a really great coach when you think about his success he had in Philly and how he built up this Chiefs program, or not program, but franchise. And they were competitive even without a guy like
Pat
Mahomes.
He's got some
really
good seniors on the roster.
Yeah, they're redshirt seniors. Mahomes is only a junior, so...
he's a sophomore.
Sophomore. Well,
no, he's a junior.
He didn't start.
He's
a redshirt sophomore.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, I'm also rooting for the Chiefs. To add on to what you said, grew up a Pitt season ticket holder for Pitt football. LeSean McCoy, Shady, was one of my favorite athletes I admired growing up. So I'd like to see him win. I wouldn't be terribly mad if the 49ers won, though. I'm a big George Kittle fan.
Yeah, I like George Kittle a lot.
And I'm a big Richard Sherman fan. And I really like what Kyle Shanahan brings to the NFL.
Yeah, so, I've always been a Kyle Shanahan fan because, like, when he was in Cleveland, I honestly wanted him to stay here for a while. Like,
give him a
I was
chance.
Hoping maybe one day, like, he would become the Browns head coach or something. But that, of course, didn't happen. And everywhere else he's gone, he's been successful. And if you think about it, here in Cleveland, he was successful. He was 7-4 before the Johnny Manziel crap.
And he
hit
was
the fan.
Against Johnny Manziel.
He was. Yes. He was a Brian Hoyer lover, my boy. Brian Hoyer, always.
All right.
Love
so,
that dude.
John, we know our rooting interests. Who do you think is going to win this game?
That's really tough. I still have yet to answer this question when anyone has asked me this all week, and I've been asked by like 100 people. I am going to say that I think the Chiefs will win this game.
Yeah.
I believe that as good as the 49ers defense is, I think the X factor of this postseason all the way around has been Patrick Mahomes. I really do.
He's pretty good.
I think he's changed games. He's flipped them on their side. And I think he brings something that other quarterbacks that the 49ers have faced don't have, which is that he has the ability to extend plays. He has the ability. I mean, not that Aaron Rodgers can't
do
that.
Yeah, but this isn't Aaron Rodgers of,
yeah,
you know, 2010.
You know, I just think that with Mahomes, with all the weapons, with Andy Reid, with knowing everything, I think the Chiefs rise to the occasion. Because if you think back to last year, I mean, they were right on the precipice of being in this game last year and came up just short. And had they been there, I think they would have won.
I agree with that. I'm actually scared as to how much I like the 49ers to win this game.
Ah.
As you know, I'm a man who likes to lose his hard-earned money to billion-dollar casinos throughout the Keystone.
A billion-dollar industry gets Noah Hiles very easily.
Yes, I am still paying for nice paved roads in Pennsylvania despite moving away from there in
there
July.
There you go.
Anyway, I really do like the 49ers to win this game. These two teams, neither of them has a top-ranked offense or defense, but I think one probably would have had the best offense if Pat Mahomes stayed healthy all year. And in certain metrics, the 49ers, I think you could say, had the best defense, at least in the NFC.
I would say that.
So in Super Bowl matchups, there's been 9 times where a top offense and a top defense played each other. 8 times the defense has won. The only time that a top-rated offense has beat a top-rated defense has been like Super Bowl 24 or something. It was Broncos 49ers, Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, and they just lit it up, like 55-10.
Sure.
But everything else was defense dominated. And I think this game, and I said it to you, I think off the air, this game reminds me a lot of the Super Bowl that was played in New York, the Seahawks against the Broncos with Peyton Manning and that record-breaking offense versus the Legion of Boom. And I just see this defense. I don't know if it's going to be a blowout, like 43-8. That was that game's final score. But I could see the 49ers winning this game by two scores. I really could.
See, but again, I think the big thing that comes into play in this game is the ability for Pat Mahomes to extend plays.
Yeah.
I think that
and
Manning is going
didn't
to be,
have that.
And I think that's going to be paramount because I think when you look at the game, I don't think there's been a quarterback all year. Because if I'm thinking back to the 49ers games, there was a team in their division that they really struggled with that wasn't named the Seahawks.
They beat him both times.
What?
In their division?
Yeah. They struggled with playing against Kyler Murray. They beat them both times.
Yeah, and they beat the Seahawks both times,
but they
too.
Struggled with them.
Yeah.
And I think that this is the best quarterback of that variety that they've seen. Like, a guy that can extend plays. Plus, I love Russell Wilson and I like Kyler Murray, but neither of them have the arm that Patrick Mahomes has.
No, but I would say Russell Wilson is the closest thing to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he is.
As far like he doesn't have the arm, but I think Russ is probably a little bit better polished, I would say. Even though Mahomes doesn't make many mistakes, I would, you know, those are the two guys, in my opinion. But you want to talk about scramblers, the 49ers, I think, also did a good job when they played Lamar Jackson, even though they lost that game.
Yeah.
They pretty much kept him as far as contained as you could in a game where you lose.
The thing is, though, is that Lamar Jackson, because he really can't pass the ball effectively.
He
like
can.
He can, but like it's not like it should be.
Not like Wilson or Mahomes.
You know, I mean, he's more of a running quarterback. He really is. So, I mean, I think because of that, like, teams were still trying to catch up to that. There was a blueprint that was laid out at some point in there, and then the Titans just went on that blueprint,
yeah,
and they dominated that team.
So, an interesting matchup. You could talk about all the matchups on the field. I mean, I think the big one is Tyreek Hill against Richard Sherman. But I think my favorite matchup for this Super Bowl, actually, is Eric Bieniemy. I believe
his
name is
Bieniemy
versus Robert Saleh, excuse me. I messed up both of those names. But it's two guys who were passed over for head coaching jobs,
mm-hmm,
and probably are the both top of the line at their current coaching job.
You could say that.
One of the best OCs versus one of the best DCs, and this is almost an addition that everyone's going to remember at this time next year when they're looking for head coaches. So this
we're looking at you, Cleveland.
Hopefully not. But that I think that will be a fun thing that I'll have my eye on, just that kind of chess match. And another thing, the Chiefs' run defense has not been talked about enough this postseason. I mean, they took Derrick Henry out of the game.
And yeah.
He was a guy who just destroyed New England.
Couldn't be stopped.
And Baltimore.
Yeah.
And they eliminated. They said, beat us with Ryan Tannehill. And narrator. Well,
that wasn't going to happen.
They could not. So.
And that's the question I have, is that let's say the Chiefs are able to shut down the 49ers' rushing attack. Can Jimmy Garoppolo beat them?
I think not by himself like Pat Mahomes could, or like what we saw Brady do at times, or other guys where, you know, just quarterbacks would put the team on his back. I think that Garoppolo has enough around him where they could still figure it out. Like,
sure,
even if they can't run the ball, Shanahan's offense isn't really, it's not like a Derrick Henry offense where it's just one power back. Like I said in the prop bets, Tevin Coleman could go off just like Mozart did in the NFC Championship, and you can get those guys balls and screen passes and delays and little, and I mean, Kittle is a weapon that, I mean, who's going to guard him? Richard Sherman? Okay, well, that means you're leaving guys like Deebo Samuel open downfield, or Emmanuel Sanders, someone who's played in Super Bowls and won Super Bowls before. So I think the 49ers have enough that they can help Garoppolo. Super Bowl history shows you don't necessarily have to be an amazing quarterback to win a game like this.
Well,
Brady wasn't excellent when his first rings came in.
No, I mean, there's no doubt to that. You don't have to be a fantastic quarterback to win a Super Bowl. I mean, you can have a subpar game, and if you make one big throw when the game is tight, that can be the difference. Look at Eli Manning twice. I mean, he really, you know, kind of...
The second Super Bowl, he played pretty well.
He did. But the first Super Bowl, he made some bad throws.
He made two good throws.
You know, so it's like, it's a case of how many good throws does Jimmy Garoppolo have in him? And I mean, I think it's a pretty high number. But at the same time, I'm also looking at the Chiefs defense and saying that the touchdowns that have been scored against them in the postseason, like basically Deshaun Watson was the only one that really like kind of went off on them at one point.
Yeah.
But I mean, everyone else, they've kind of held them in check.
And you look at like that Texans game, they allowed a decent amount of points, but how many of those were on special teams? You know, where Tyreek Hill fumbled a punt inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they messed up another thing on a kickoff, I believe. And, you know, that stuff very well could happen in the Super Bowl, but that's not on the defense for allowing a touchdown when they start with the ball first and six on the, you know, first
and
goal.
Well, the interesting thing is that it's two games now. They've been down by, I think, a combined 41-7.
Yeah.
At some point in the game. They were down 24-0. Yeah, they were down 24-0 to the Texans, and then they were down 17-7 to the Titans. So I guess the question becomes, both of those teams had decent defenses, but if the 49ers are able to get a lead like that, can they hold on to that lead?
And that's what my big thing here is, because the 49ers have started fast all year.
Sure.
And the key, you know, when you're able to grab that lead, what do you want to do when you have a lead? You want to run the ball. You want to take the clock down. And the Titans, again, had that lead, and they weren't able to run out the clock. But it's not as I don't even want to say prehistoric. It's not as simple, I guess, as what the Titans were doing, where it's, we're going to give the best running back in the NFL right now, or at least in the postseason right now, the ball, and go ahead and stop them. They can figure that out. But the misdirection running and stuff, I think that is a little harder to figure out and predict. So I think I heard someone say this, if you spot the Chiefs 16 points, or if you spot the 49ers 16 points, I wouldn't count out the Chiefs. If you make it a three-score game, 17, it's over.
Okay, that's fair. I think that's fair. But I also am...
Because the two-point conversion's a given with Kansas City.
Sure, but I also think that in the NFL, there's so many times where people want to say, like, if you give it, like, a certain number or this or that, that, you know, it's, like, unable to come back from that.
There's no number for the Chiefs.
And that's the thing, is that they're such an explosive big play offense that they can literally flip the game on its side in a second.
They're a college basketball team.
Like, they really are.
I was talking to Larry, our boss, upstairs before we did this, and I said, like, watching them score against teams like Tennessee and Houston in the playoffs, their second quarters, how, you know, they just lay on points after points. It's like watching a college basketball team go on a 20-0 run. Explodes out of nowhere. It's like watching the Warriors when the Cavs would bring their bench
in
those finals. When LeBron was off the floor for 5 minutes, and it was like, now we go for the kill. And all of a sudden, you were thinking they were going to go into the half down four, now they're down 15.
I remember being at a Cavs game where they were up, I think, three. It was game three, the first year of Durant.
Yeah, the dagger game.
They were up three. Mm-hmm. And within seconds, they were down eight.
Yeah.
Because it's like, as you said, and that's the thing, is that with the Chiefs, because they have the ability to literally within 3 minutes of game time, like, score three times, and there are very few teams that can do that quickly, sometimes less. Like, I'm not even lying to you. That Texans game, I didn't watch it, but I was on my phone looking at things, and I looked at it, and it said 24-0 Texans. I was like, well, that game is possibly on the verge of being over, you know, because I was thinking, like, Chiefs aren't going to come back from that. Like, they're going to make it close, and then the Texans might pull away or something, because Deshaun Watson seemed like he was playing really well.
Yeah.
And then I literally checked my phone, like, 10 minutes later, and it was 24-21.
All right.
And it's like, there's no other team that I know that can do that.
I remember I live bet that Houston game when the Chiefs were down 14-0, and I was like, Chiefs are winning this. And then Tyreek Hill fumbled, and they went down 21-0. And my thought wasn't, man, I'm going to lose this bet. I should have waited till they fell down by 21, because the odds would have been better. All right, John, as we wrap this up, rapid fire, I just want you to give me these quick answers, okay?
Okay.
If the 49ers win, is Jimmy Garoppolo going to get Tom Brady comparisons, where the defense and the new dynasty and everything along those lines?
No.
Okay. Pat Mahomes wins a Super Bowl. Does he take the torch as the face of the NFL? Even more than he is now, arguably.
No.
No, he's not the guy. If he wins a Super Bowl at 23 years old, MVP, Super Bowl champ, 23 years old.
It depends on how dominant that effort is.
He's Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, then he will be...
If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, barring a game that doesn't end by a final score of 10-6, like last year or whatever it was, like, he's going to be the MVP.
Well, he will.
Yes.
No, I mean, he'll be one of the faces, but as long as Tom Brady is still in the league, like,
I think he takes Brady's spot.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. Coaching matchup. If Andy Reid wins the Super Bowl on Sunday, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Not a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's a Hall of Famer.
I just love that guy so much. And if Kyle Shanahan wins a Super Bowl, is he the new, does he take over McVay's spot as the young genius?
No, because there's too many young geniuses in the league.
I think if he wins one, he becomes the young genius. Because McVay, if he would have beat Belichick, that would have taken his spot. But McVay losing to Belichick the way he did and then not making the playoffs, Kyle Shanahan becomes the golden boy of NFL
Every
coaching.
Team has a young genius, though. So I think it's
and
unfair.
The Browns hired Freddie Kitchens.
So I think it's unfair to really say that.
All right. Other rapid fire, not involving the game. Favorite Super Bowl commercial that you can think of off the top of your head? Doesn't necessarily have to be a specific one, but maybe like a series or a product. You know, who does it the best, Super Bowl commercials?
I would say probably Doritos.
Doritos is a great one. I remember the E-Trade baby always knocking it out of the park when I was a kid.
Yeah, that kind of bothered me. It was kind of weird.
It was kind of scary, but like the one where he's checking his stocks on his BlackBerry, I always liked that. Favorite Super Bowl play of all time?
Favorite
you can
Super Bowl play of all time that I can remember. Gosh. There was a play. It was in the Panthers-Patriots Super Bowl game. It was an 80-some-yard touchdown
Mushin
pad
Muhammad,
to Mushin Muhammad from Jake DeLome. That's a play that really stands out to me because I think the Panthers either took the lead or cut it to like
they tied it at 29 or 29 and then the Patriots won
yeah,
it on the field.
I don't think that was the tying score, but that was a huge – it was a key
score. That fourth
score.
Quarter was insane.
It was. That was a great game.
Yes. My play, I'm avoiding Steelers ones to be unbiased. The Philly special. I remember watching that unfold, and when they ran the reverse, I didn't even have my eyes on the ball. I was watching Nick Foles, and I was like, oh my God, Nick Foles is going to, because Brady just dropped a pass earlier
that
game.
See, that play
game.
Didn't do that much for me.
Oh, I lost my mind. It was fourth and goal. Like, that was a ballsy call. That or the onside kick for the Saints are two ones that I take away. Go-to Super Bowl snack?
Go-to Super Bowl snack, probably chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa. I got to go Buffalo Wings. Always have, always will. And last but not least, best halftime show.
That I can remember.
That you can remember.
I remember Tom Petty performed one year. I really enjoyed that.
Okay. All right.
Don't say JT and Janet Jackson.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, we've already discussed that. But no, Justin Timberlake put on a good show himself.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars was a good one, but I'd say the Rolling Stones was really cool.
Actually, I'm going to go with a tie. Tom Petty, and then also the year that it was Coldplay, Beyonce, and like
when she blew out the lights.
Yeah, like I thought that was a fantastic halftime. What was the year that it was like?
It was Coldplay and Bruno Mars.
But wasn't Beyonce also in that
Beyonce
one?
Beyonce had her own one. That was the one in the Superdome where she blew out the electricity.
There was one, though, where, like, I remember they did Formation. Like, I remember they performed that song, and it was, I remember that.
All right, John, we'll wrap it up, I guess, now by saying, give me your score prediction for the Super Bowl.
I will say final score, Chiefs 31 and 49ers 27.
I will say 49ers 30. Chiefs 25.
Okay.
An interesting score. I don't actually 31-25. 31-25 is the final.
25 is a really hard number to hit.
No, you figure they miss a 2-point conversion or they get one.
Okay.
Yeah, 31-25. That's my score prediction. Wouldn't be shocked if the 49ers won by double digits though. Well, John, let's go eat some lunch, maybe some soup.
Like a Super Bowl?
Of Super Bowl. I'm Noah Hiles.
John Bozica.
Thanks for listening.